This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Just looking at my screen, I feel like you can just see my like whole life on my wall, which is kind of weird.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I never turn my camera on.
Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, please don't judge me. I didn't clean, but like, I have to like come to class.
After her students left the building in March, not to return for the rest of the school year, Petri and May decided to make the best of it, and she changed the curriculum and gave her 10th grade class Albert Camus' 1947 novel, The Plague.
I actually really like it. The plague, even though it's relevant in an almost to an almost scary degree, I find it much more enjoyable.
I agree. I wouldn't say that I would go and read this book for pleasure. Like, that probably would not. No, I definitely would not. But I still think it's an important thing to read. It helps to feel like someone else would kind of understand what we're going through.
Camus' book describes an outbreak of plague in a coastal city in Algeria, which is then completely cordoned off and guarded. There's a doctor trying to treat the suffering, a criminal who profits on the black market, a priest, a journalist, all understanding and responding to the disaster in various ways.
I actually recommended it to my mom, kind of with like a challenge not to just line up the obvious similarities. I feel like you can say like, okay, yeah, like, it's a plague, it's quarantine, it's, you know, the authorities are not being responsible. Like, there's all these, like, obvious similarities, but I feel like there's also, like, so many deeper lessons about just, like, what it means to live in a state of fear and, like, what human reaction to change is.
Yeah, a character I feel like I've kind of latched onto is Rambert. I think his whole, like, him wanting to escape felt very relatable. Like, definitely not, like, I'm not trying to go see my wife in France, but I do, there is this feeling of like, I don't belong here, like, this should not happen to me. And I guess him turning himself around and going, okay, so I'm gonna help instead because I can't escape, has made it a little easier on me to just not feel so bad about how much I hate it.
I think what was interesting is towards the end of the book is how society begins to go about again. And it kind of made me think about questions like, what will happen when this whole pandemic is over? You know, like, my mom works for transit and she sent me over to my grandma's because of the fact that, like, you know, she has to work and she didn't want to expose us to anything. Now is definitely a time where I get to just kind of sit back and realize just how much she's sacrificing just so she can see her children, like, you know, survive. So it kind of arises the question, are we actually going to take a step back and look at how we're going through our life?
Yeah, I mean, Camus was a philosopher. He wasn't a psychic. So I think at the end of the day, like what Maya was saying, it's better to use it as a glimpse into human nature rather than about how people are living through a plague. But then again, like, if you have a good grasp and understanding of human nature, it will give you insight into how people will inevitably react to a virus or pandemics, whatever.
Students in a 10th grade English class at Beacon High School in New York. We heard Elena Rubinstein, Afkadori Souffrant, Tamara Figueroa, and Maya Renault-Levine.